John Herdman, Canadian women's soccer team head coach, joins us on Brady and Walker. Coach, thanks for doing this. We appreciate you getting up early, but you were in transit this morning, aren't you?
Yeah, in transit on the way back to Vancouver and back to reality.
How did you enjoy the television aspect? The CBC might have called and said, we'll make you an offer you can't refuse. Did you say, I really like watching this on my couch, or I'll do it. I leap at an opportunity. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of matches. It's a lot of players, isn't it?
It is. But, you know, I loved to have been sitting with my son yesterday watching that cup final at home. I mean, the final was phenomenal. I mean, when you get an offer like that, it's a case of, you don't really get a chance to watch a tournament properly, and I haven't been able to do that for many a year, because you just end up at work and you catch highlights. I mean, to be able to just study this from beginning to end and the in-depth analysis you've got to get through, it's been excellent in terms of my own personal development and just getting ready for that tournament. Plus, I ended up taking their vacation, so every day I was on the studio, that was a day off, so... Yeah, one way of spending your day off, I guess.
John Herdman, our guest. One thing you guys did get into yesterday and were quite passionate about it was, of course, Messi. He wins the Golden Boot Award. Looked like he didn't want to accept it. I don't blame him. But there's a lot of talk of his legacy without a World Cup title.
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone had a little bit in them that wanted to see Messi do something for him. I mean, he's just been such a great pro and a great role model for the game. I keep saying it, like, my son, he's got Messi everything, and I don't mind him having Messi everything, because if you want him to, you know, your kid to look up to someone, it's definitely him. He's there for the right reasons. I just think he genuinely loves the game, and I think everyone wanted to see something, apart from the German fans, happen for Messi, and it just never quite happened. And I'm not sure how much that was down to him. I mean, he looked pretty fatigued. He didn't move much in the game. But, you know, when you've got a supporting cast around you that doesn't really find its gears, then, I mean, I don't know how much you can keep asking Messi to keep pulling Argentina out of the deep.
Yeah, I agree with you. I can't knock his legacy in the least, and I'm glad you said right away, no, it doesn't. And I'd even look at that with the Brazilian Ronaldo. I mean, they lose to France in the 98 final. Everyone expects them to win. Everyone saw it as a coronation. And, man, you have one bad day. And this isn't, John, even like a yearly sport where you get to go at it in the Premiership or Serie A every year. You get a chance every 4 years. So you might, if you're lucky, you'll play two World Cups in peak form. If you're very, very lucky, you'll get that. And I can't judge him negatively, because he was covered so well by the Germans in that, and he was covered so well by the Dutch in the semifinal.
Yeah, look, every team were able to find those tactics. And when he plays with Barcelona, I mean, he's got people around him like Neymar, Xavi, Iniesta. You know, no disrespect to Higuain. I mean, he's a great player, but Aguero just didn't have any form. Di Maria, when he's disappeared out of the lineup through injury, you really did start it there to think that you target in. And look, I find this in the women's game. I mean, a lot of players have seen this. Teams we play just target in on Christine Sinclair, and when you don't have Tancredi playing off her, you know, it turns into a bit of a tough day for Christine at times.
Germany, do they become the undeniable, you know, number one world power after all this? Are they the envy of international soccer right now?
Yeah, they are. I mean, look, I was fortunate back in 2009 to study and do some work in the DFB just to understand their whole structure, particularly on the talent side. And after the abysmal 2000 Euros that they had, where the country was embarrassed, they literally ripped up their plans and brought a strategic task force together to redevelop their whole system. And look, there's a real clarity in Germany. They are there to win world championships. That's what they pride themselves on, and it's a very clear vision that, for me, permeates the whole game. And whether that's the domestic structure or the way the talent structures are developed, but what you know about Germany is that they're going to invest, and they put like 9 million euros a year into their talent model. So for us, anyone that's studied it, you know, it's taken them 14 years to get to this point. They came close, you know, in 2010, and now they have the depth, and I think that was the difference, that just the pure depth in class across the whole squad.
John Herdman, our guest, Canadian women's soccer team head coach, on Brady and Walker at 6:29. Before you go, we're less than 11 months away from it all kicking off. In I know your group will be in Edmonton. You're A1 right now. Leading up to the draw in December, what will you do? You've got friendlies. How seriously do you dive into who you might play, who you might not play, or can you not really even do that until the draw comes out?
No, we've done it already. I mean, we've had to predict what our route to the final would be, and we've sort of identified four or five different routes that you might have to take. But what you do know is you're going to play Germany, Brazil, USA, Japan, France, if you're going to get Sweden, if you're going to get to that final. So the more times you can play those teams and learn from them, as they're still an underdog against them, you know, the more you can develop and get yourself ready for those big games. Anything past the quarterfinals, you're playing against Tier 1 teams. It's like Germany would have known at some point. They would have had to have played France, Argentina, Brazil throughout that tournament. And if you're going to win it, you've got to play the big guns. So, I mean, the biggest danger you've got is, you know, in those qualifying rounds, teams like, you know, Germany nearly had the banana skin in Algeria. There's always some dark horses in the tournament that you just can't prepare for, because you don't know what they're going to be like, because they don't play enough games, or you just don't see them enough. So, you know, we'll do our best to be ready for every team.